change from what you stayed on my side all this time. I said, well, what caused you to change? But people told to you by your own knowledge. I said, by my own knowledge, Mr. And so, here a few years, he died. Never did make no change. He said he still kept his own mantra for what he preached and what he taught about. He never did change. And his wife's dead now, and he's dead. One of his girls dead. He's got two girls dead, I think. He's got two living, one boy living. And Tommy, he was the oldest boy. He died, I've been 15 years old, the oldest boy. And so we parted, and I come over here. And finally he moved over here. Mm-hmm. And I was in to go to see him. I lived back on the farm, passed right out by his house, and never did bone a wire. She walked to town down there from over yonder where we lived. So Wendy, that's one of his daughters, the oldest daughter, she said, Desi, where are you going? She said, I'm going home. She says, come in. She went in, talked to her mother, and says, Desi, it's been a long time. She says, I never thought those, we both been moved over here close together. No, I wouldn't have thought it. Somebody would have told me that before it's done, I wouldn't have believed. And says, time makes it different, and time makes a change. Mm-hmm. And she says, Desi, did you know Papa, you know, Sterling and Papa worked together 2 or 3 years, 8 years. And said, did you know Papa ain't changed, he's still here. She said, well, that's what I thought, Mr. Sterling. And I said, well, is Sterling still living? She said, yes, he's lives back here on the farm. And says, you tell Sterling, stop sometime and sing. They can't get together on what they believe. Then he's got it right for his belief, and my daddy's got it right for his belief, and so don't let that stop him from talking to one another. And this says, well, I want a drink of water. She went out and got the bucket in the drawer, bucket of water, told her to give her a glass. She said, I ain't going to do it. She said, you drink out of the dipper. She said, you're just as clean as I am. Says, oh no. I says, yes. You people, ain't you? I said, you drink out of that dipper. And she took her drink. She set the bucket up and kept talking to her. And says, the last word she said, you tell Sterling to stop and see Papa, because Papa's sick now. Mm-hmm. And I let that slip. I never did stop the singing. I don't know what I've done wrong by it or not, but we were friends. I didn't have nothing to give him on I changed from what he was preaching. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say about it. So we just quit it off like that and stopped. He was a white fellow. He wasn't no black fellow.
Yeah.
He's American, full-blooded American. And he thought a heap of me, all of them did, because I trained to be a good darky and always.